I'm here at the York Food and Drink Festival, and I've just had a fantastic mango sorbet from an ice cream stall. It's really bright and colourful, and I walked past and just said hello, and she gave me some ice cream to taste, which is really nice. It was mango sorbet, and it's won an award, and I can tell why. Not that I know much about ice creams, but I've got the lady here who is the lady behind the brand and the ice cream. So can I ask you to introduce yourself, your ice cream, your sorbets, and what you do?
Yes, yeah, my name is Yi Kwan Chan, and my brand is Yi Kwan Honest Handcrafted Ice Cream and Sorbet, and my flavours are inspired by the aromatic flavours of the Far East.
So what sort of flavours have you got then?
Well, I've got very authentic flavours such as green tea, black sesame seed ice cream, and also more unusual flavours such as chocolate and chilli and cardamom. And my sorbets are made using organic fruit puree, so they're really intense in flavour.
That's ace. That's just really unique. How did you end up deciding to start making ice cream and sorbets in these exotic flavours and selling them to the world?
I was inspired by my travels around Australia and the Far East, but really it's because I was made redundant. I'd worked as a charter surveyor for 8 years and I didn't feel fulfilled in my job, so I decided to set up this business.
And how long have you been running the business for?
Just 9 months now, yeah.
9 months. 9 months, and you've got the branding bob on because it's cool and bright, and yeah. I think it reflects the ice cream.
Definitely, yeah. It's really colourful and it's very contemporary and very stylish, yes.
Definitely. So give me a rundown of your most popular flavours and how you got to win an award for one of them.
Right. Well, the bestseller is a mango and passion fruit ripple ice cream, and that is just really intense in flavour. There's lovely mango and passion fruit ripple in there. And then the mango sorbet, that's been shortlisted for an award with Deliciously Yorkshire, and I use an organic Alfonso mango puree to make that. There's over 30% puree that I use in the recipe. And then another flavour which is very unusual but is authentic is the black sesame seed ice cream, and it's got a lovely nutty, smoky flavour, and yeah, I've had really, really good feedback.
Well, I'm dying to know, you've been running for 9 months, and obviously that's very close to a year. Are you going to have any special new flavours for your year anniversary, or is there anything in the pipeline?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I've got some Christmas flavours that I'm working on at the moment. I've got white chocolate and cranberry, chocolate orange liqueur, and Christmas pudding. And mulled wine. So yeah, I'm going to be busy over Christmas period.
Are they here now, or are they something we'll have to wait for?
You've got to wait for it, I'm afraid.
So you've been here at the festival for the full 10 days and it's the last day tomorrow. Where can people find your stall, and do you have a website or a Facebook group?
I do, yeah. I'm by the Fountain Cafe on Parliament Street, and my website is yikwan.com, and I also have a Facebook page and Twitter page. So the Facebook page is Yi Kwan Ice Cream, so come and find me on Facebook.
So do you have a stall, or is the best way to call yourself up and say, I love the look of your ice creams, come down to my event today?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I'm here till tomorrow, so if you want to taste the ice cream, you've got to come and get it tomorrow. Otherwise, I do have an outlet on Micklegate, which is the Yorkshire Food Company. So please pop in there and ask for my ice creams.
I know, I will be, so it's fantastic. Thank you very much, Yi Kwan.
That's great. Thank you very much.